Hey, what's up, everybody? If you listen to the Dead End Gaming podcast on this feed, me and B just want to let you know that we moved on, baby.
We on Spotify, baby. We on Spotify. We have our own SoundCloud. You know, Dead End, is it video games or Dead End Gaming?
I think it's Dead End Games. SoundCloud, right?
Yeah, SoundCloud. It's Dead End.
Dead End Gaming.
And then, you know, is it the same on Spotify?
Yep.
I know you said it was a little
bit. Yeah. You know, people stole the name, so it was hard to get the name consistent across everywhere. But, yeah, we're on our own podcast feed. So, you guys, make sure you subscribe to us, you know, wherever you listen to podcasts. Also on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/deadendgaming. Yep. And shout out to Eric V, a.k.a. Please say the 11. A.K.A. Nick Gray. You know, he's like that guy on Split. He got many, many names.
Right,
so
right.
Anyway, yeah, you guys can catch us there every week, every Friday. That's where we at. So
yeah, so subscribe, follow, all that stuff. Click all the follow buttons and follow us on the social medias too. Follow the Dead End Gaming on Twitter as well. Make sure we got that Twitter popping on there. So if you want to ask us questions as a collective, do it on Twitter. If you want to ask us individually, hit up our Twitter.
So that'll do it. Enjoy the episode.
Is the mic still on?
You got Ken and BZ, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, was the mic still on? I'm saying.
Sophie's back.
Hi, guys.
Say it ain't so.
What's up with the name change?
I don't, you know what? So this is the thing. Every time.
A little bit of rebranding, huh?
Yeah. Every time somebody would click on my profile, they'd be like, oh my God, you do music? And I, like, literally, I have not been in the studio for like 6 years.
Yeah, I thought that.
So
like, what's the music in the Sire? I don't get it.
Yeah. So I was just like, fuck this shit. I just want to, you know, make it closer to my actual name and, you know, whatever.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Yeah. I thought somebody was impersonating you.
No.
I was like, who is this? What is this? What's going on? Yeah, I was, yeah.
Yeah. There's been a name change. And to be honest, I went and I saved Sire Music still, just mm-hmm. if I ever wanted to venture back. But, you know, I'm probably not going to.
Cool.
So, yes.
So, you've been going for what? How long? A month?
Three. Okay, it's really been 3 weeks, but yeah, you know, it was like a month.
Because it was like the birthday kickoff.
Yeah, it was.
And then, what else?
So, I went.
It was like back and forth traveling.
Yeah, I went to San Diego, and then I came back, and then I went to Miami, and now I'm back. So, it feels like a while.
How was San Diego?
It was really good. Both San Diego and Miami were really good, but the weather is good in different ways. Like, Miami's warm and tropical good, and San Diego's like dry heat, but like cool as hell.
That's my type of weather.
Yeah,
that's my type of weather.
It's cool at night, and it's like warm during the day. It's not hot. It wasn't hot. Yeah. Mm. So we went.
Yeah, I heard San Diego's a cool city. I want to visit there.
I went to see the second On the Run tour date for me personally.
So this is
San Diego?
Your second time?
I went to go see it the second time because my friend didn't see it, and she couldn't see it unless somebody else went with her because it was resale tickets. I was like, okay, I'll go.
So was the show different here than the San Diego? Did she switch it up a little bit, or was it kind of like,
I don't think she switched it up that much. I think there were like a couple new outfits. She brought out some more outfits towards the end of the show. What was cool was we sat in a different section that was cheaper, but I thought were better seats. The arena was outside versus the one in Atlanta, which it was closed. And so it was just kind of a different vibe with it being outside. They had like extra lights and things to kind of like give the ambiance of it being indoors. So that was really dope. And the weather was perfect. It wasn't humid. It wasn't, you know, it was really, really nice. It was almost like it was air conditioned almost. Like that's how nice it was outside.
Cali weather, man. And dang, that Cali weather's nice.
It was different because we sat with people in Atlanta who almost didn't want to be at the Beyonce show. I feel like floor seats are kind of for snobby people who are like, I just got these tickets from my boss or some shit like that. It's like, you don't actually want to be at the show for some reason. Like, the Beyonce concert is a place that everybody wants to just be at, but nobody really, I mean, I'm not going to say nobody's a fan, but it's like, you'll see people in the crowd who just don't know a lot of her music
status
It's like they're kind of standoffish, like, don't bump into me dancing, oh my God, like, what the fuck is that, you know? It's a Beyonce show. So when I went the second time around, we sat a little bit higher up, and we were in a section with these people who flew in from Hawaii to see the show. They were so fun. They kept getting us drinks. Like, they were really, really nice.
Oh, y'all came up.
Yeah, it was cool. Like, they would leave like every 15 minutes and be like, we got more beer. I'm like, shit. Like, what is this?
This is my kind of people.
Yeah, they were cool as fuck.
Wish I could have teleported in.
Yeah, they
like
were
Nightcrawler.
They were cool as hell. They were really, really nice. So yeah, we had a good time.
Beehive bitches.
That's what's up.
Beehive?
Yeah.
I don't know. Y'all get sensitive about that, but yeah.
I love California.
And what was Miami? What was like? What
so
was
Miami, we did carnival out there. We had that.
They
planned.
Have a carnival in Miami.
Yeah. So I mean, carnival is everywhere. So there's carnival L.A., carnival Miami, carnival in New York, Atlanta, and then they have it, you know, like in the islands. Mm. So Jamaica, Barbados, things like that. But we just went out there because it was close, and we had really like a dope ass hotel that we stayed at. Mm-hmm. It was cool. And it was also BET weekend when we were out there. I saw YG at the hotel. I was like, okay. So that's, I don't know. Not weird, but it's like, okay. A lot of celebrities were like in close proximity. There was no security. It was just like everybody's just chilling out there.
Mm. You know, YG don't need security.
Probably yeah, not.
No, he don't.
Probably no, not.
He don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was cool. Cool. But I'm happy to be back, and obviously we're on Spotify now, so I found that out when I was about to board my flight back to Atlanta.
Yeah.
That was really cool for me.
Yeah, yeah, we're on Spotify, a little bit of a come up, you know, been working.
I love listening to podcasts on Spotify.
And it, I guess it seems that way because people on Twitter always be like, hey, y'all, when y'all get on Spotify? When y'all go to Spotify?
It's a young
what
people's
is it?
Thing.
It's it like is? Having all of your stuff central, you know, like you don't want to have to get onto another app to do this or, you know, log on to another app to listen to this music or this podcast. It's just like one, you know, if you listen to all your music on Spotify, you just want your podcast to be there too.
Yeah.
Because everything's
how I am
organized.
With iTunes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get that. That makes sense.
Yay.
Yeah. I understand that. So, so you were gone. You want to give the people your final thoughts on Insecure?
Yeah.
Before we move on to topics?
Oh, I was happy as hell. Definitely so happy for Issa. I think that every season she ended on the couch, but in a different predicament. Mm-hmm. And so they purposely showed her on her own couch, doing her own shit, and finally setting up and being like, fuck this shit. I'm going to, you know, like, organize everything. Like, just organize herself, organize her life. Put shit together, actually, just, you know, for herself. Because I think the last time we saw her living in an apartment where everything was together was when she was in a relationship. And now that she's on her own, it's kind of like, you know what? I don't have to live like this. I don't have to live out of boxes anymore. Like, let me just set this shit up. Put this picture here. Put this here. Like, make something for myself. And I think that I'm proud of her.
Issa came up.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Okay. Cool. Modest Media isn't here. Shout out to Rod. But sitting in the seat, in the Modest Media seat, is the producer of the show, Khan.
Ooh.
Say what's up, Khan.
What's up, y'all?
He's been sitting there lurking.
Yeah.
Not lurking.
Yes, yeah.
A little bit. Yeah.
He's been lurking. He's not even at the microphone.
Right. He's been lurking.
He made me a little uncomfortable. I'm like, it feels like your dad watching you do homework.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to make sure that, you know, I'll be able to, like, be able to move and check on our, you know, on the record and make sure we're still recording everything.
Okay.
So I'm prepared.
What
prepared,
else?
Y'all.
See?
He working, yeah. Working and in the podcast at the
working
same time.
Working and lurking. Working and lurking.
Right.
Working and lurking.
Working and lurking.
Working like I'm lurking.
Working like I'm lurking.
Do y'all want to go in alphabetical order?
Just pick my guy. Just pick one. Just go ahead. Just go.
Talk about the one with the titties that were out.
Oh,
so
my.
Alphabetical order?
Yeah, alphabetical
I mean,
order.
That still could be Kanye. But anyways.
His titties were out?
I don't know.
Don't nobody want to see Kanye's titties?
Right.
Except Kanye.
Yeah. Shit, I see Kim's titty, though.
Yeah, we've already seen those.
Yeah,
I'll still look 100. At them.
I'm good.
Be respectful.
I'm good.
Be respectful. You stupid as hell.
She the one that put them out there.
He's stupid.
I think, she, I look, think, I think she wants us to look. Yeah, that would be respect in her opinion. don't choke on your coffee now. But yeah, so.
Titties.
Okay, Azalea. Titties.
Reminder, titties.
Wow. Okay, so Azalea is doing things yet again.
You like Azalea too, don't you? Aren't you kind of? No, you don't really care for her.
Do you see my face?
I know, I see it.
Oh, okay. So at once upon a time, I had said that I don't mind some of her songs.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, and that's exactly all it is. That's it. She annoys me. She's one of those celebrities where it's like, or whatever, public figures, I should say, where it's like every time she's in the news, it's like, why are we here again? Like, why are we talking about this? You're always saying something hateful or just, you know, like, I don't know. It's annoying. But anywho's, so I guess she was in some type of beef with Lana Del Rey, which I thought was interesting. Did y'all hear about this?
What you mean? Did we hear about this? It was a talk of the day.
I was
Lana
just
said, pull up, bitch. Pull up.
I would not. Pull what did she say? I would
I
not.
I will not fuck you up.
I love it. Yes. Could you? Does she even seem like somebody who would say something like that?
No. That's why it was
amazing.
That's why that tweet was so funny.
I had to look at it multiple times and be like, is this the one with the check by it? Like, is this the official Twitter?
I did the exact same thing. I was like, wait a minute, is this like, the same person?
Like, you had to like screenshot it almost and like frame it. Like,
I thought it was fake at first. I was like, okay, this is that's funny, but it's not real.
And I think that's why I kept looking
at it. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
She really did tell Azalea Banks to pull up. And she said, but I wouldn't if I were you. God damn.
That is
that's some serious words.
I didn't know they had a relationship. Did y'all know they had a relationship? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Because they've done songs together.
Really?
Does that mean they have they still have a relationship though?
And they've yeah, if you follow both of them on Twitter, like they've mentioned each other.
Okay.
But
so this actually goes perfectly hand in hand. So I think we're gonna transition
God
from
Damn,
okay.
It's this damn chair.
No, it wasn't.
Nah, it's not, man. It's just you, bro.
It was the chair.
Did you get up to get more coffee?
To finish off the coffee, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so.
And Ken's addicted, if he ain't know.
I feel like he has 8 cups a day, but it's fine. Anyways, so I think this topic is going to transition perfectly into our next.
Oh, that's it? What do you mean?
No.
There's more to talk about.
No, I'm not done yet.
You haven't got to the titties yet.
Okay, so we're going to talk about how this originally started, okay?
Yeah, so, I don't know what happened.
Okay, so
titties.
Kanye is doing things again on the Republican spectrum. He is continuing to sport his Make America Great Again hat, the red one that we all have seen and, you know, known to hate. And he posted a picture with the caption, "This represents good and America becoming whole again. We will no longer outsource to other countries. We'll build factories here in America and create jobs. We'll provide jobs for all those who are free from prisons as we abolish the 13th Amendment. Message sent with love." And then Lana Del Rey, I think she commented under his post and she said the following: "Trump becoming our president was a loss for the country, but your support of him is a loss for the culture. I can only assume you relate to his personality on some level. Delusions of grandeur, extreme issues with narcissism, none of which would be a talking point if we weren't speaking about the man leading our country. If you think it's all right to support someone who believes it's okay to grab a woman by the pussy just because he's famous, then you need an intervention as much as he does. Something so many narcissists will never get because there just isn't enough help for the issue. Message sent with concern that will never be addressed." Now, when I first saw this, I was like, wow, Lana is really taking some time today to be that bitch. Like, she said, I just feel like there aren't a lot of white women celebrities, I feel like. Like, even if they felt like this, I don't feel like they would, A, be able to articulate it in this way and just, you know, be able to say it just under his platform, like, just to be this bothered that they were just like, man, fuck this shit. Let me just take some time out of my day to just type it and post it out there, knowing that, you know, it was probably going to get as much attention as it received. Now, I guess in response to that, Azalea, for some reason, had a problem with what she said. And she said the following: "Okay, Lana, this would be cute if you were consistent with your outrage and refused to collab with ASAP Rocky, who's physically assaulted women too. To me, this just looks like the typical white woman using a weakened target to pretend to be an ally." She then went and said, "Especially because you know that a white woman versus a black male will result in immediate victory for the white woman due to societal circumstances." She also pointed out other things, including between women, as there is between sexes. "Don't use Kanye for your own vapid attempts to seem politically aware when there's so much more bootleg witchcraft you could be doing to try and take down 45. So I
so
guess
many words.
It's a lot. She said a lot of things, but
she's so messy.
She's so messy.
She is messy.
Ken, you love it, don't you?
Of course I do.
Ken be on the shade room shit, boy.
You really love.
That's why I like her.
It annoys me so much.
She's an agitator.
She's so like. And I mean, I guess it works but to me, it's like not all publicity is good publicity. Like, we're talking about this now, but it doesn't make her not trash.
I think it works for her.
It's not working for her music.
People wouldn't talk about her music.
That's the point, though. What is this bringing her? She's getting attention, but for what? How is she
monetizing
it?
This is her role in the culture. I feel like this is just her role. We know this is just what she does. Every time we talk about it, it's because it's a problem. Mm-hmm. But it's unfortunately, it's not about. Though. Yeah, it's not good for her, but that's just her role in the culture. We just know. I mean, I feel like we're always talking about her in terms of just like it's always been something negative.
So you think
negative.
She's like accepted this and like.
I think so. Yeah, I think she know. I mean, I saw an interview she did about 3-4 months ago, which she did on Hot 97, and she seems to understand that, you know, a lot of the stuff she's doing is on her. I don't think she, but I also think sometimes she thinks that what she's doing is right.
Exactly.
But at the same time, it's just like, that's just her role in the culture. And at this point, nobody's listening to the music anymore anyway. So it's just what she does.
Now, there I'll disagree, because I thought the same thing. But they came after me on fucking Twitter. They came after
I'm
me.
I'm talking about in terms of mainstream. I'm not talking about that. There's definitely a following. But is it like mainstream? Like,
So she is a very niche market. It's a mainstream niche, but it's not like. Apparently, she has a huge gay following. I didn't know this, and I thought it was weird because I was like, she said a lot of shitty things about
gay people. Yeah, that's why I was just about to say that.
It's not my place to tell another, you know, subgroup like who you're allowed to be outraged at or whoever, you know. But apparently she's doing very well in that group. I don't think she's doing well with like your average, you know, music listener. I don't, but it seems like her music for her is doing perfectly fine. I don't think she has to do these things. I think she just does them because she thinks that she's always right.
Yeah, that. But also the fact that she knows she's all right. That, like, I think she also knows that. So like, it doesn't matter if she messes up, because it's like there's not like a big company that's gonna affect her. You know, she's fine. Like, I'm assuming she's doing all this stuff independent, right? I don't think she's like
She has to be, because there's no way that you're being sponsored by any type of big name company and you're out here calling people terrorists and this and that and the third. It's ridiculous. And I think for me, anyways, I think I forget a lot of the things. Like, I know that she says
she was with somebody before. Well, anyway, go ahead.
No, I know that she says a lot of bullshit, but I think it's like once I see everything kind of lined up, like in the past about what she said about different celebrities and what she said about Sky Jackson and Malik Zane and all these other people, like even they brought up, I'm looking at this thread that I have online where she was talking about how Dr. Luke never raped Kesha. That whole thing that they were in, where Kesha was in and out of courts crying and this and that. And she, you know, was trying to break her contract. I think with like a Sony contract, because she was with some producer that she was saying, you know, basically raped her and assaulted her. And I think another celebrity said the same thing as well, about him. And she was like, yeah, they were unable to find him guilty. Kesha lied, this and that. This happened literally like last month. Toward the end of last month, September. So I'm like, she just, like, who? I just don't understand who the fuck she thinks she is to say.
Cecilia Banks.
But it's like, rape though, my nigga. Like, why is
she
that even?
She gives no fucks.
She hasn't lost. Like, truly, she hasn't really lost. Like, she's still doing fine. So I think the fact that she hasn't lost anything, like, truly lost anything in terms of her, you know, her celebrity or whatever you want to call it, like, she's going to keep on doing this. It's not going to stop until she really loses everything.
Then, man, she survived RZA. She survived Russell Crowe.
Right, so she's fine. That's why she keeps doing it.
She's still here. So if her and Lana Del Rey are homies.
Were.
Yep. Before or after the tweets? Like, you said were homies, so are they no longer homies now after Azalea tweeted at her?
If anything, they have beef. At the very least, they have beef.
Right. It seems like they were friends until Azalea Banks came for her because she was talking about Kanye. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like that all stemmed because Kanye hit Azalea Banks up on some let's do music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it seems like she's fine. Like, you kept saying she hasn't lost, and I agree 100% she hasn't. But it seems like she's like, oh, shit, I'm about to finally get there. Kanye West
hit me up
and wants to do music. So therefore, now it's like, well, shit, now I have this friend of mine who's now attacking this person that could bring me
that
a lot of fame.
Back, yeah.
Fuck that. Let me have his back. So I think that's why she went at Lana Del Rey.
You know, and the other thing is, I mean, I don't know if you guys remember, but she was a Trump supporter.
Yes, like, she was.
She was ride
a long
or die
time
with
ago.
Yeah.
She was, yep.
And then she kind of flipped on that. So, you know, but she didn't stand her ground. Like, Kanye hasn't backed down.
No.
Like, he'll say a couple of things here or there.
Which is funny.
But he hasn't backed down.
You
but
know
she
what's
did.
Crazy with the whole Kanye thing? And we're going to get to this, but I think I see a lot of people trying to give him credit because at some point.
For when
he,
yeah, I've been seeing.
Hold tight.
Okay,
hold
let
tight.
Me finish. Let me
yeah,
finish.
That's what I'm saying.
What'd you
for
say?
What?
For,
When
giving credit,
he said he did like that.
So I was just saying, because Ralph was ready to go.
No, I'm not. I just want to know what he's getting credit for.
So remember when I think he tried to clarify what he was saying about? I don't even know. There's just so many Kanye things that happen weekly. I'm just like, why? But then you know,
Kanye weekly. Literally,
and you know. Saying that he was gonna, you know, move back to Chicago and try to take some time now to actually help people. And people are like, well, I mean, he's trying to do things for the community now. Mm. And I mean, he's just going to the White House to talk business. And that's not bad. And I mean, he's just trying to help the community. Mm-hmm. I don't see
what's who is he talking business for on whose behalf? Because exactly. I hope it's not for us.
So the funny thing is, like, I don't really argue on Instagram like that, but some account posted a picture of him and Trump, and it said, "Make America Great." And it was like Kanye West with two T's official. And I just posted like the throw up emoji. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I did that. I usually don't comment on anybody else's Instagram.
Sometimes you just feel like, fuck it.
Fuck off. And I had some people. I'm not going to give this guy's name. Let's get what we can from Trump. The hat's just a ruse, obviously. So I was just like, all right, this is stupid. So I was reading the arguments here. What they seem to think is that Kanye is using the hat as like a Trojan horse to get in there and trick Trump into doing things for the black community. And I'm sitting here reading this shit, and hopefully this person, like I said, I'm not giving your name, but sir, you're a fucking idiot. Because I was like, if you really think that Donald Trump is going to change his mind about black and brown people because a fucking rapper walked into the White House with the hat on and tells him that he's a father figure and he loves him, you're fucking crazy.
Right. Mm.
And of course, they turned it on me saying that I'm only saying that because I don't like black people. And... I'll send you guys.
That's
this
hilarious.
Shit. Oh, bro, it got
That's
so good.
Hilarious.
Apparently, I said this in the video that I have a skewed opinion of black people, and that if it was a white person, that I wouldn't be saying these things. This is what he claims I've said in the video. I don't remember this. If somebody else can point me in the direction where I said I don't like black people, I would really appreciate it. But yeah, there were multiple people that were arguing with me about this, and I was just like, okay, I just can't entertain this shit anymore. That's really what people think.
So, okay, just to backtrack real quick, because I want to finish up with this Lana Del Rey thing before we move on to the full-blown Kanye bullshit. Just to go back to what she was saying, after Azalea came out and spoke out against what she commented on Kanye's post, she said, Banks, you could have been the greatest female rapper alive, but you blew it. First of all, let me just say, all of this cracked me the fuck up because where is the lie? She said, you could have been the greatest female rapper alive, but you blew it. Don't take it out on the only person who had your back. I won't not fuck you the fuck up, period. Oh my God, the period throws me. Okay. And then she adds her and she says, at Azalea Banks, you know the addy. Pull up anytime. Yes. Say it to my face.
Bruh.
But if I were you, I wouldn't.
Bruh. What?
Lana Del Spray in this motherfucker.
Right.
She ain't having it.
You know what I'm saying?
She ain't having it.
I want her to fuck me up. I want her to punch me in the face.
I don't.
I love the energy.
After that, I don't. Because I started looking back at pictures and I started noticing shit. Like when she's in her like album mode, like she looks all pretty and dainty. Like, but when she's not, she got her hair slicked back. And she always got this
ready
mean
for
mug face.
She ready for war.
I feel like she's really like, she does this.
She's not even from California.
Where is she from?
New York.
Her name's not even Lana Del Rey. I didn't know this. Her name is Elizabeth something.
Wait.
Dang, Liz?
How you gonna
don't let Liz come and fuck you up now.
Bruh. I
do not know Liz come and fuck you up.
I know some bad Liz's now. Hey, look, I don't want to fuck with no Liz's.
Do not let Liz come. What's so funny, Ken? Do not let a Liz come fuck you up, Ken. Okay?
I'm trying to find it. Somebody told me.
Elizabeth
Grant is her name.
Elizabeth Grant.
Elizabeth Grant. Her name is not even Lana Del. See, Lana Del Rey sounds really pretty and dainty.
Right.
Elizabeth Grant will fuck you up.
Yeah,
I ain't fucking with Liz.
Maybe not Elizabeth, but the Grant part.
I don't know.
Grant.
Liz Grant.
Liz.
Yeah.
She's not going by Elizabeth. Right. She's going by Liz.
Liz. Liz from New York.
Tell me Liz is.
Man, please.
Liz from New York with the
slick
back hair.
I had a neighbor. My neighbor's name was Liz. She can play.
Do not fuck with Liz.
I know a couple Elizabeths. Them motherfuckers don't play, bro.
Yep.
They just don't. Liz's boy.
I want some fight videos to surface.
So is that
like
when,
somebody from her high school got to leak something?
So is that so? When did Azalea reply back with her glory?
With her glory?
I had to figure it out. So it looks like they started arguing about like doctors and because Azalea Banks, of course, wants to go on. Oh, you're ugly and you need plastic surgery. Of course, that's what.
But
you
when
go.
People say it right. to you, it's okay.
Yeah, right. Sure. Right. It's colorism
it's
or sexism.
You're
yeah.
being so anti-black. Exactly. Oh my god.
But apparently, I didn't know this, but I guess she got a boob job at some point.
Like who hasn't?
Right. Apparently, she had a boob job, and so her thing was, oh, you got all this plastic surgery on your face, Lana Del Rey, but you didn't get any plastic surgery on
to your body, right?
Which I don't know what kind of insult that is.
Yeah.
Right.
She was right. trying to say that her face looks young and her body looks old or some
okay.
shit.
Okay, I mean, that's cool.
She looks fine to me, but okay.
I don't know. Either way, cool. Then she decides that she's gonna show off the girls, and I was like.
Oh, that really happened? I thought you were joking.
Yeah, what no. you mean? No, yeah, yes. it happened.
Oh, that must have been.
That was the only time I really cared about this shit. I was like, wait, that's real?
Absolutely not.
I'm clicking the shit. Mike, I tagged the following, bro.
Like,
that light
we really
heart.
Are doing this. Oh, right. I hit the heart over and over again.
He kept hitting
me. Like, bro.
She was sitting there when I'm out, and she said something like, I don't know, I can't, or something like that, with the little, yeah. what do you call that little thing?
It was
Snapchat,
like a Snapchat.
The little dog,
yeah,
the little thing. Thing.
I can't make the tongue come out, or something like that. When
shit,
you,
I can make yeah. the tongue come out, girl.
Mike,
call me.
Disgust.
Call me.
Well, that's what I did.
Hey, slam dunk. That's God right. damn it.
That's right.
I don't give a fuck what she say. She still is good as fuck to me.
Yeah, she did. She had another post where she had like her ass out or something like that.
Yeah, but I wasn't impressed by that.
Mike was like, I want to see them tatties.
Because I think she must have got a booty implant before, like, too, because back she didn't have no ass before.
Of course
yeah,
not.
I was trying to figure all this out too.
And somebody in the comments
the
said it. They were right for the culture.
Yeah.
It's research. That's all. Yeah. Somebody said, like, where did that come from? And she said something about, oh, I've been doing squats.
Okay.
You a goddamn liar. You squatted sure. to get your wallet and give it to the
right.
doctor.
Give it to the doctor.
That's,
right.
a liar.
That's the number one excuse all the time. Oh, yeah, I've been in the gym.
Squat. You a lie.
Yeah.
You a lie. Jim is your doctor.
Exactly.
Jim
is your doctor.
J-I-M.
J-I-M.
I've been going to the gym. Yep. Yeah. We know.
Yep. Yeah, motherfucking Dr. Jim.
Yep, Jim, Dr. Jim Ross.
Right.
Done put some booty in you.
Oh.
She's still fine, though. I don't give a fuck. She's still fine.
Okay.
Y'all hating, man.
Dang, so, but, I mean, you know, hey, she got a chance to work with Ye. Ye on that shit.
That's going
to
be some Triz ass.
Man,
Ye might get her that 7-track album.
He might.
Yeah,
he might.
Right.
He might.
He gonna do it her dirty just like he did Tiana.
Now he needs people on his side. He needs other rappers on his side.
And that's why he reached out to her because
exactly.
he knew
yeah.
exactly where she stood yeah. at once. Right. He's probably,
at one point, yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, all he has right now is fucking Sci-Hi's ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
Cooning
would
for him.
Be a really good idea? He should do a track with Azealia Banks and Nicki Minaj.
Why
Nicki?
Because Nicki feels like she's the most hated or whatever.
Nicki's not going to do a track with Kanye West right now. That's not
and
good for
damn
her brand.
Sure not Azealia Banks.
Yeah.
No, that's not good. That's not good for her brand at all.
Nah. I think they could flip it.
Mm-mm.
Because working with Tekashi wasn't good for her Ooh. Brand either.
True.
Yes, it was.
Good point. No, it wasn't. She's right. Tekashi,
how was it a good?
He a whole ass yeah, pedophile, my nigga.
Right. She's right.
I thought that track was extremely popular.
It is.
That's the point she's making. Is it wasn't? It was
it wasn't
fine
supposed
for her brand.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't. It, if you look at it on paper, it's not.
Ken,
but it
think
worked.
About it. They could flip it to where.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Are
sorry.
You, are you
more
with
coffee.
Us?
More
are you
coffee.
With us?
Yeah.
More coffee.
Okay. I think
more coffee. More coffee. More coffee.
Coffee is not the answer at this point.
Ken fucked up. Like, oh, my bad. More coffee. I slipped up.
Yeah. No. I think she could flip it on some. Oh, I'm working with women rappers now, and we're both. Hated at this time, and you have to give people second chances type shit, mm-hmm. and yeah. you know, kind of.
I can see her. Yeah, I can yep. see you definitely see her.
Definitely, Nicki is amazing at doing all that mm-hmm. that backpedaling and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if anybody wants to comment. I think we kind of touched basically on what Kanye was attempting maybe to do in the White House. In my mm-hmm. opinion, I think a lot of people, every single
time, trying to turn us back into slaves. You want to abolish the 13th Amendment?
Well, that was one thing I did agree with.
That was
that's
the choice.
Yeah, but no, I think people misunderstood that one point. And I'm not defending Kanye because I think Kanye is a garbage person.
He's an idiot.
But I do think if you,
garbage
I
person.
Think what he was trying to say with the abolish the 13th Amendment thing is with prisoners being slaves. Because if you read the part,
oh
after,
yeah,
he said something
yeah,
about.
Yeah.
I just don't think he articulated himself.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, I got you. Yeah,
because people
can see
ran
that.
With that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he wants to turn us back.
Not
no,
the slavery
so.
Part, but the part where you could take the prisoners and turn them
yes.
into
yeah.
slaves, which
yeah.
is kind of
unpaid slaves, basically.
Where
yeah.
we are at right now. They basically
exactly.
took slavery and just. You
flipped
know,
it.
Flipped
yeah,
in prison.
Flipped
his
it
his Kanye's problem is he talks too much about things he doesn't understand,
mm-hmm.
so he can't articulate
exactly.
Them.
And he says that he does not read.
Right.
Because, like, I don't read. I just
feel
like
energy.
Just
it's off energy.
Dragon energy. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Right.
Well, you see what happened to them dragons in fucking Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Only one of them bitches is still alive, right?
Right. Exactly.
Well, the other one's still alive.
He's a zombie, just like Kanye.
Yeah, he is.
Spitting ice on bitches and shit. Right.
Let me ask y'all.
That's a dragon energy.
That's a dragon energy.
Ew.
What you about to say?
So how do y'all feel about Trump signing that music modernization act?
I didn't read enough about it, but it seems like it's a good move. Yeah, I just don't really
know. Yeah, I seen a lot of artists was like happy. Like, people are happy about it.
It is a good move. And basically, what it is
that the Pandora thing?
It's the streaming thing.
Yeah,
So you know how like artists don't really get all of their money from streams. So basically, Trump said that this act will allow the music industry to catch up to technology, and you have to compensate these artists for their streams and all of that. And you know, whenever their music either gets licensed or used somewhere else, like you're gonna get compensated, basically. So when I saw that, I said, oh well, look at Kanye doing something.
Mm. You think that was
I don't know.
I'm about to say, you think that was a Kanye thing?
I think Kanye brought it to his attention, and I think, you know.
I don't know.
That would make the most sense, because, I mean, what else does Kanye really care about?
Exactly.
You know, himself.
Besides his fat.
And that benefits him.
And especially since he dropped himself from Tidal a while ago. Not that that's going to, like, hurt.
He did?
I'm pretty sure. I think he did.
I thought Jay kicked him off.
Oh, well,
I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Jay
kicked him off because, well, honestly, I'm not 100% sure. I just know that obviously they've had a rift because he signed a $20 million deal for XYZ and he went out there for 30 minutes and was like, nope, I'm good. And so, you know, obviously breach of contract.
Right.
I'm not 100% sure if he's still on Tidal. You know, obviously all his music is released everywhere now and just not Tidal for the first week anymore. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you read between the lines, I don't think that relationship is great anymore.
Well, I don't think Kanye had anything to do with Trump.
Oh my God.
Why would you say that?
Because I think if
why else do you think Trump out of the blue would be like, you know what, music?
Because I think Trump probably just signed it. If that's how he operates, they literally put stuff on his desk and tell him to sign stuff.
But that's been something that's been going on for a long time.
You think
people have been fighting for this? So why would Trump of all people say, yeah, that sounds like a great idea?
Because Trump. Exactly. They say, this is great. Just go ahead and sign it. He doesn't read. He doesn't care. It's something that he doesn't personally care about. And it has, like you said, it's been a huge fight, and something that I think Pandora has been pushed for because of the structure of the old way. It used to kill them in terms of profits because of the way they had to pay stuff. Because there was an inequity between, the royalties online versus the royalties in radio stations, and if I recall correctly, people online had to pay more.
So let me read this article from Rolling Stone.
Radio station
intended to update music copyright law for the digital era. HR 1551, formerly the Orange Hatch Bob Goodlatte Music Modernization Act, accomplishes three key things.
And it's a bipartisan thing too.
It accomplishes three key things: making sure songwriters and artists receive royalties on songs recorded before 1972, allocating royalties for music producers, and updating licensing and royalty rules for streaming services to pay right holders in more streamlined fashion via a new independent entity. Under the act, many music creators will have more reliable way of collecting the money that they're due.
See, that doesn't benefit big business. So it doesn't seem like that's something that would benefit Trump or his cabinet.
Or Pandora.
Right.
This sounds
that
like
would
something,
hurt Pandora.
Exactly. This sounds like something that Kanye was like, hey, bro, I'm missing about $2 million, bro. What you going to do about that?
I'm helping you right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Do something about this.
Sign this thing right here, bro.
So I got you, my Negro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just
look at my African American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest?
I think it's coincidence. Unless Kanye said something about it.
That's what we're saying. Kanye probably said something about
it. No,
exactly.
I'm talking about if it's public that I really seriously doubt that Kanye had anything to do with that.
Mm. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Like,
so you think it's just a coincidence that he
It's just a coincidence because that bill, I think, was signed before he even went up there. And I know they could have had conversations
the day before
prior to it. But. But yeah, that's a bipartisan bill. Orrin Hatch and some other people, has been working on this, and it really went below the radar.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, I've listened to these stories, and that's how this guy worked. They just really just give him stuff and just tell him what to sign.
But how does that benefit Pandora? That's what I'm confused about.
So wait, hold on. So I have something. So Spotify's general counsel and vice president of business and legal affairs, Horacio Gutierrez, one of our core missions at Spotify is to enable a million artists to make a good living from what they love, creating and performing music. The Music Modernization Act is a huge step towards making that a reality, modernizing the outdated licensing system to suit the digital world we live in. The MMA will benefit from music from the music community and create a more transparent and streamlined approach to music licensing and payment for artists.
So I got the company wrong. It was Spotify, not Pandora. My apology.
Okay, even if it's Spotify, I still don't understand how that benefits them.
They're just trying to
doing it this way.
It's goodwill. You know,
so it doesn't benefit them. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it makes them look good because now it seems like they're trying to.
Yeah, because they're the platform, right?
Kind of like the title thing, you know, except with Spotify.
But now we're talking about that those entities have to shell out even more money. So at the end of the day, that's why I agree with Mike. Like, it's not.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
It might be a good PR move. So maybe if you think about it, maybe
no.
Because now it's going to bring more artists to Spotify.
Of course.
If it works.
Of course. No, it's a great PR move. But at the end of the day, right, businesses run on dollar and cents. And we've known that a lot of streaming services have struggled with just paying out what they pay already. So now with this act, they're going to even have to pay more. So from a business perspective, you know, PR wise, great. But they're shelling out more money now. So
now think about it this too. Like, we don't know the details of that.
Right.
So it's like, how much more?
And they're trying to get revenue in other places.
How much more per stream?
They might have raised it like maybe 3%. Yeah. We don't know the details of this
act. We don't know how that's going to affect the payouts.
Spotify is expanding their content offerings, right? So they're doing video. They were going to create original video content. That didn't work out. They got rid of that guy. They brought in another guy who's going to basically restructure or reorganize that whole thing. So that's why they got into podcasts and so video. So they're going to do more than just music streaming. So this will actually end up benefiting them because there's been high criticism about what streaming pays versus what the companies receive because they look at this as a tech benefit. More than, you know, an artist benefit, but that actually puts them on the right path to making this as fair and equal as they possibly can make it. What was my other point? Spotify, shit.
Drink coffee. I was just thinking the same thing.
Come on.
That's your Superman powers. It gives you Superman powers. Like the Magna hat.
I'm done.
So I think it's a good deal. And Pandora just recently, I think they were bought by SiriusXM, one of the satellite companies. So I think that they're good either way. So back to Kanye. I'm sorry.
Are y'all ready to wrap this part up? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm over it. And no matter how hard
y'all see the video with him on going to the Apple Store. Did you see that one?
No,
man, he went to the Apple Store, jumped on the tables. And calling people over.
Yeah.
You saw that?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, it was just
calling weird. People over for what?
I don't know.
What was he doing?
He just jumped on the table.
Well, you know, this is a new thing Kanye does. He gives speeches now. He's in random places. I've been seeing a bunch of videos.
He does. He's like boonking, except for speeches now. Well, you know what? He can stay wherever he is.
Yeah. Oh, no. He's dealing with a lot.
Is he dead?
Not if he's dealing with a lot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, shit.
Don't you stop dealing when you die?
Unless he inhales.
Right, well, that's true.
Right. There's a lot going on down here.
But real quick, on Boonk, there was like a video about 2-3 weeks ago. I can't remember. He's a big YouTuber, does a lot of interviews.
Okay.
Damn, I can't remember his name. But anyway.
You want some coffee?
No. Okay. Man, everybody that know, I'm bad with names, man. I'm horrible with names. But anyway,
okay.
He went to go do this interview and he was dumb fucked up. I'm talking about beyond white boy.
Adam 23?
Yes.
Oh,
no, 22.
No Jumper. So No Jumper podcast. That's what it was.
So like you see like any day like he could be on some overdose shit.
Yes.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, it's very bad. And then, you know, I think when you look at situations like that, you got to look at people around you, right? And it looks like he just has a lot of yes men right now.
Well,
he need to get rid of that.
Kanye about to lose Kim. Kim about to leave him.
Nah.
Man, this is perfect for Kim, bro.
This is giving her so much pub. Like, she wants this attention.
She just said it. She was like, you know.
She going to stand by her man.
She ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, she is.
I think Kanye would probably be more crazy if she won there. I think she's probably holding him together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
You think so?
I think so.
100%. Yeah, yeah. I think Kanye needs Kim.
He got out the cage. Whatever that she got.
That's actually the perfect Kardashian recipe of how they're going to spin that. Like, I'm trying to hold him. If she ever does want to leave him, I don't think she will. If she does, though, the narrative will always be, you know, I've just been trying so hard and it's just so hard for me. And I can just never expect what he's going to do. They're going to do this whole thing on the show. It's going to be like their season 14.
Like they did Lamar.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they're going to prep us for it. They're going to clean the wound. And then they're just going to just rip the shit off and be like, we just couldn't hold it together anymore. I'm not happy anymore. I'm going to have to take the kids. He's not on his meds.
Because, you know, they're trying to be slick. They're like, yeah, you know, he's just not on his meds right now.
I mean, yeah, they've.
And Kanye up there talking about he was missed. He was like, I mean, I ain't really got bipolar. They don't know what he's talking about. Like,
right.
You know.
So what do you have then? Or do you have anything at all? Like, what are you talking about?
I just
this
think
fucking guy.
He's annoying as
I God. Think
oh, Lord.
That it's extremely convenient that anytime he goes out here and does something, he's off his meds or something medical related. Like, I don't know. It just seemed mighty.
I do
mighty
got convenient. One thing I've been thinking about for a minute about Kanye. I think this Kanye we're seeing right now is the same Kanye we've always seen.
Yep.
He's just taking that mentality that he's always had and moving it to something different right now. So currently, the crazy thing we're seeing with Kanye is the whole thing with Donald Trump. But this ain't the first time he's said some crazy things. Like, okay, like take it back to 2005. What he was saying at the time was valid about George Bush, right? When he said George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also kind of
controversial.
When he did it, it was
it's
very crazy and like
controversial.
They're trying to do something
so
for Haiti.
So we cared about it because it was
right.
For
because
black
I don't agree.
Because the things he was doing was benefiting a certain community, and he knew that. And I think that was part of the reason he was doing these things. He was speaking out on gun violence. He was doing a lot back then. Now the things that he's saying are only benefiting himself. I think this is a completely different Kanye. I think Kanye was always an egotistical, you know,
that's
megalomaniac.
Yeah.
But I do think that in some degree he gave a fuck about his community. I don't think he does now. I think that Kanye only cares. I think his new community is rich people.
Mm. Yep.
He doesn't give a fuck about black people anymore. Mm. So that's why I do disagree. I don't think that he's always been like this. I do think that he does. I think he is having some sort of manic episode.
He's been impulsive like this.
Yes, exactly.
That's the best
exactly.
I'm
he's
to say.
Been impulsive, yeah. But I feel like his impulsive actions were backed up by something that actually made sense.
Mm-hmm.
They made sense. If Kanye was saying these things about Donald Trump and it actually made sense, I wouldn't think he's such a fucking idiot. You know, I don't automatically think that if you support Donald Trump, I think you're stupid. I just think that you're socially unaware or you're socially ignorant or you just don't give a fuck about the people that Donald Trump is fucking over. When Kanye speaks, I think he sounds stupid. There's a big difference. Like when Bill O'Reilly speaks, I think he sounds ignorant, but he knows what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's just some fuck shit. Kanye has no idea what the fuck he's talking
He'll
about.
He'll just pull something
he's
out of the sky
speaking.
And just say
yeah.
it.
An iPlane.
Yeah.
Like you
going to
go to...
Like an iPhone iPlane?
No, he said he wanted to get rid of Air Force One. He told the president, he was like, I got a new design for a plane. We're going to call it the iPlane. We're going to have Air Force
One.
People
up his phone
I'm dead
well,
ass
he didn't
motherfucking
that.
Serious.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
put it
as 0000.
I know, that was funny.
I'm
going to
put it on the mic still on Instagram. If I can find the video, I'm sure I still can. Yes, he did.
Really?
Like, bro,
yeah,
it was so bad. Even Trump was looking like,
no,
this
I really,
motherfucker
I really,
crazy.
I really yeah. think Trump is like, could somebody call security?
Because oh, their relationship is over at this point.
These niggas are getting wild out here.
Yeah, because I'm looking at Trump's face. Trump looked uncomfortable.
He did.
He's like, all
he
right,
did.
Get him
he
out.
Really
yeah.
Trump looked like we looked. we were listening. Because I didn't make it through the whole 20-something minutes.
Oh,
I made it through about 10.
Yeah, he showed
like,
him the plane. Like, I got an idea. Look at this. Check this out. Like, this is...
What he was leaning in, showing on his phone?
Yeah.
That was the airplane. Yeah.
Did y'all see the edit to where... Like, He opened his phone and it was Ray J and
yes.
Oh my God.
I was like, man, people too creative.
People are quick.
So creative, ain't they?
People
but
are
yeah,
quick.
But lastly, I know we've been trying to move on, but
it's probably Beyonce on her burner account.
Is this it for Kanye with the
no,
black
really?
Community?
No, because it's working. He's fooling people. He's tricking them into thinking that what he's doing actually has validity.
Bro, I still know people who still give him chances.
Yes,
I'm
black people
who give him chances.
Yeah. Black people who can't think for themselves. Even up to now.
I'm going to show you some.
Every single amount of cooning he does, I always will see new people who are like, damn, he's really gone this time. I'm like, as opposed to the last 10 times.
But the scary part is I'm seeing people that are actually being like, the opposite, nah, bro, like, if you really think about it, what he's doing is making sense. Like I just said, the whole they really think that this is a trick.
Bruh.
Are these people you guys know or just online?
No, this is just online. I don't know anybody in real life.
Who are giving him a chance.
Black people.
Yeah. Yes.
Even after this latest, they're
a chance in what way? Like musically?
They're just staying like, they're like, man, this is bad, but it's like, I still have hope.
As for what?
For Kanye. You know what I mean?
I still want to hear his album. I don't give a fuck about him as a person.
I think that's what it is. It's the music.
But they need to separate that.
But his music has
been good. People can't separate that. But you know what? Look, I can fucking illegally download his album, which I will. I can illegally download his album and listen to it. No, fuck that. I will illegally download Kanye West's album.
I will illegally, allegedly.
Come get me, cops. Come get me, cops.
Comcast about to shut your shit
fuck
down.
Fuck that.
Hey,
come get me.
They know
Media Fires, Zippy Share, all that.
I don't even
want to
hear the music. I gave up on him when he said the whole auto slave comments things that he said back. That was the end for me. I didn't even listen to any of the projects he dropped, all those projects he dropped that month.
See, here's the thing that I need people to understand. Like, you're not supporting him by stealing his album and listening to it in the comfort of your own home. You're not.
I feel like you're playing the dragon energy.
I don't need dragon.
I feel like
energy.
That music, but that music's still coming from him. So? Mentally, I don't want to hear. I don't
listen to Biggie.
I do.
You listen to Pac?
I do.
Then stop.
Nah,
bruh.
Nah. Because
like, these people were not great people.
Yeah, of course not. But I'm saying, the thing about Kanye is like he's actively just keeps saying things. I don't want to hear nothing from him.
I will agree when he puts it in his music. Until then, I will still illegally download Kanye's album and I will listen to it. Now, whether or not we as a crew choose to review it, we have to discuss offline. Because I'm now officially on B's side. I don't think that we should review Kanye's music anymore because I feel like it's promoting him. But then you have to get to that point where, okay, are we going to continue, you know, reviewing Game's albums? Are we going to continue reviewing ASAP Rocky albums? Like, It's a hard thing to really, nail down.
I think it's different because of the fact that Kanye is actively doing this currently in his life.
Versus people are actively beating up women?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm basically saying is like, so if you think about people like, you just name all these rappers, right? I don't think these people were still actively out there in the streets and still living that life.
Wasn't the ASAP Rocky thing fairly recent?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like the Pac and the Big and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm just talking about like the Pac and Big thing. These people were actively still out there doing that. So
well,
they're
dead.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm talking about they might have been still beating women and shit. We don't know.
I'm not talking about the beating women part. I'm not with that. I'm just talking about like, you know, we'll talk about like, you know, living out here in the streets and all that. That whole thing.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about if we are going to say we are not going to listen. I'm not saying review or buy. If we're not going to listen to Kanye West's music because he's a trash person,
so kind of
keep the same energy with everybody.
Right. So kind of where, well.
Cut off Nicki Minaj. She supported a fucking pedophile.
Twice.
Like, bruh. Like, twice. Thank you. Her brother and 6ix9ine. Like, keep the same energy.
So.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Sure. So what about you?
The only person we can truly support is Beyonce.
What about you, Fivo?
Really?
Beyonce let her sister beat her man up? That's not fair. That's domestic violence.
She ain't had nothing to do with that.
She should have stopped it. She let poor Jay-Z get his ass whooped.
I mean, drop
on
kick
camera.
Chun-Li style, didn't you?
Right. Boop, 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 boop.
I was like, damn.
What are you hearing, Fifo? Anything around about Kanye?
What?
Not like
you
that, but
racist
just his people.
Son of a bitch. Right?
Nah, y'all twisting my word.
Kid, like, don't do that. Don't you do that.
Just your family, your circle.
Nah.
What are the homies saying?
I think we've kind of moved past Kanye. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me,
move past them in terms of
terms of the antics.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? I think it was a while ago where I know my stance was, you know, all of this stuff. It was when we were shooting outside at that basketball court, you know, in Decatur or East Atlanta Village. My bad, but for me at this point, I'm separating the music. You know, all I want is this Kanye music.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So everything else, I'm just kind of like, bro, I'm over that.
Okay. Like, I'm just kind of wanted to take a pulse of like what's going on. Right. Because I know around me, like, I'm getting like, yo, fuck Kanye. Like, he's done. I'm like, okay. Now it's starting to move outside of like online outrage to like real people that don't listen to hip hop and just seeing this stuff. They're like, okay, yeah, I'm done. And these are from black people that don't really care one way or the other about his music. So what about you, B? Like, around you, what are your homies and you know, people you hang around with, or what are you hearing?
They not really supporting his antics. My other homeboy Mike, he said the same thing that Mike C-Town said. Like, if we like saying F Kanye, are we holding all these other rappers as detrimental to the black community? Like, that's where he's at. He's just like, okay, if we gonna mess up Kanye, if we ain't gonna mess with Kanye, you shouldn't mess with, you know, 25, 30 other rappers or whatever, because they've been, you know, bad to the black community as far as we know, as far as promoting gun violence, killing, raping women and all that stuff. So yes, it's like 50-50. Like, some is like F Kanye, some I just want the music. And some just like, look, like Mike said, we want that same energy. It's funny. His name is Mike, too. But, yeah, he's like, keep that same energy.
Oh, your boy Mike.
Yeah.
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 All right. Well, moving on. Clearing up the A$AP Rocky thing really fast, though. I just looked it up. It was in, like, 2014, 2013. He apparently slapped some chick.
All right.
I just heard somebody bring it up recently.
Last with you, Sophie, and then we can move on. What are your people saying around you?
What are my people saying just, around me?
Y'all know what I mean by that. Y'all stop.
Like you and your friends and the people that you hang out with.
The Jamaicans.
What it?
Rod Claude Mum.
Oh my God.
Rod Claude Mum.
I've never said that ever.
But you were talking about, what do you mean your people? You know, and you heard me ask everybody the same question.
Just your circle. how, what's the temperature around Kanye in your circle?
Nigga, we don't listen to Kanye in my household.
Fuck that. I'm
what about your...
What like, about your... Yes, friends.
Like your friends.
They don't really fuck with his shit either.
Okay. Never or just now?
Now. Like the last 6 months.
Okay.
Or more.
Okay.
Yeah. And...
You know y'all lie. Y'all listen to Yandy.
No, I actually really, really wanted to listen to... You know, I loved the Yeezus album. And I've just... I can't...
Moving on.
I did.
Next topic.
I did.
Concert, wrap it up.
Now our last topic, it's like we're moving forward but taking 3 steps back also. We're talking about Drake. Drake in Wyoming specifically.
Wasn't that where Kanye was at?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he
is that the sunken place for black folk?
Is Drake in the sunken place?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I think this is like a documentary, I want to say.
Yeah, it's a series on HBO.
On HBO.
Executive produced by LeBron James, called The Shot.
Which he's also in it, which I think is funny. I guess, you know, Drake and LeBron, I feel like Drake is cool with like all like athletes at this point. But
all of them.
Yeah, I mean, why not? So they're talking about the experience in Wyoming that Drake had when Kanye called him out, I guess, to, you know, make amends or just, you know, be cool with each other. And so the overall, basically to summarize everything that happened, Drake went out there and, you know, Kanye was asking, you know, for ideas on the album and showing him beats and things like that. And then they had a deep discussion about, you know, like fatherhood and things like that. And, you know, Drake disclosed to Kanye, you know, he had a son at that point. And he talks about his baby moms and his friend who was sick.
40.
Yeah. And then
producer, yeah.
Kanye produced the diss song. He produced a diss record. And based off of that entire thing, which is why Drake is basically now fuck that nigga. He doesn't trust him. And he talks about the reason why he did not release his last diss track towards Pusha. Saying that he, you know, he just didn't want that to taint, like to tarnish his image. He thought about everything that he had to lose. And he was like, I don't want to be.
Right.
No. Well, he, you know what's crazy? I don't know
everything
why.
Everything lose like what?
And
then this fool talking about my study rap battle.
Like, yeah, when he said that, I was like, just man,
like
really,
all right,
man,
Aubrey.
Really,
okay.
Drake, really?
You look like a sucker, man. But, Drake looked like a sucker in that damn interview.
But I do feel where he was coming from when he was saying that.
I agree.
That, you know, there's a certain level of stuff you can say, but once you cross that line, And what? Just what Pusha was saying. The reason why he,
what?
The reason, hold on, now let me get to what the fuck I'm trying to say.
He's been trying to get this shit out for like 10 minutes. And B's like, what? Wait, huh? Wait,
hold on.
No, wait, what?
What do you mean, you people?
Well, basically, Drake is saying, look, man, you taking shots at somebody that can't really defend himself, somebody that's literally dying.
Literally.
You know, you take shots at my son. Like, just all of this stuff. He's like, somebody has a price to pay for that. You know what I'm saying? So I understand that. I definitely 100% understand that. However, I don't understand, even though Jay Prince brought you into the game, this, that, and the third, I know he's highly respected. If you feel that way, I just don't understand how another man can stop you from doing what you feel needs to be done. I don't see that.
No, I mean, I feel like I agree with what Drake was saying, because when I particularly watched that video, I don't know if y'all have seen it, but...
Yeah, I watched it.
To me, it just seemed like what Drake was trying to say anyways was that, you know, he knows his role in the culture and how, you know, he is his role in music, you know what I'm saying? Like top 100 and this and that. And, and Drake is known for being able to, you know, go into little different genres and, you know, kind of add his spin on things and, you know, just be fun. Everybody likes him. All the athletes like him. Moms like him. Kids like him. Everybody likes him. And I feel like he was saying that he didn't want to be remembered for saying something about somebody in a place where he felt...
Oh my goodness!
I don't know. I'm giving
Drake a pass. I cannot believe this.
I mean, I understand.
I get it.
I understand him not wanting to tarnish his good boy image or his you know, because you know what I'm saying. Like, if Drake is that rapper that everybody feels like they can play at parties or play around their kids and it's all nice and fun, but he's out here saying that your mama should have got raped and I hope you go to hell, like that's what he's going to be remembered for.
But I don't think that one track tarnishes your entire legacy or career, because even with Tupac, you know what I'm saying, just because he made Hit Him Up, does that tarnish Brenda Got a Baby?
Iconic.
you know exactly. Dear Mama,
keep your head up
like that. It doesn't tarnish that. I think honestly it adds to your legacy when you can be able to be
Not with
Drake.
Not with Drake. Because
Tupac was known for having those two sides.
And street, you know, credibility.
And he was always street. Yeah. Like, Drake has never been known to be that guy.
Exactly. No, I feel you, but I think that everybody, you know, was questioning Drake, right?
And the thing is, Drake never should have responded ever.
So,
like, didn't he say that? You diss me, I won't respond. Mm-hmm. He should have kept that from the beginning and he'd have been fine.
But you know what, though? But... I try to hold Drake to that, but every time somebody at around his level has said something, Drake has always responded. He's responded to Jay. He, you know, obviously,
Kid Cudi. Didn't he talk about Kid Cudi? So
he shouldn't have. That's the point. Yeah. He should have just left it alone. But and that's my issue with what Drake's saying now. He never should have said anything. And it's like, you jumped in this arena.
You jumped into this arena.
You can't now cry. Somebody else took it to level 10 when you were on level 6.
Thank you, Mike.
But do you think that it would have tarnished him if he would have dropped that response that
if it was as lethal as what Pusha T did? And I heard him talking about this where he's like, oh, I had all kinds of stuff, I did some research. If it was really detailed and cruel and mean, I think it would have too. Because the mental illness thing was bad enough when he did that.
When he did the Kid Cudi.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I think that if he really went that deep with Pusha, it'd have been a problem.
I don't see at this point in Drake's career how one track can derail his entire movie.
It's not going to hurt his whole career, but it's going to put a chink in his armor. And the thing is, here's the thing with Drake and what he said. And this is the only, and I get it. I do feel him on this, but he's sitting here, you know, I study battle rap and blah, blah, blah. And that's fine. Then you can't sit here and say that there's a line across.
Right.
There is no line.
If you're studying battle rap,
there's no fucking line. So take that shit out of your vocabulary and drop it somewhere. And then leave that shit alone.
Thank you.
He should have just said, look, there's a line to me that I think that I would not want to cross, so therefore I'm not going to do it. And leave it there.
Yep.
It ain't got shit to do with rap, because in rap, there's no fucking line. There's no line in battle rap.
I feel you. And I guess that's the reason why, personally, I would have liked for him to drop it. Because there is no line.
He's not going to win. That's the whole point. Drake's not going to win. Because Pusha T is always going to go grimy.
1,000%. But I think that everybody wanted to see the level that Drake could have went to. Because I think out of everybody that's ever said anything about Drake.
Everybody in hip-hop, not the children. Not the moms.
But the children ain't listening to Infrared. Like, ain't nobody paying attention.
They're gonna hear it. But they're gonna hear a
Drake
song
though. That's the point. They're gonna, if Drake drops a diss, they're gonna hear it.
It's gonna be, oh my god, a new Drake song, and then they're gonna hear it and be like,
oh, I came on you and your baby's eye.
So you mean to tell me, right? Like the Drake diss that he already dropped. Did that do anything? Like
what do you mean?
Which one?
Which one?
The one
with Pusha?
Yeah.
It wasn't really that lethal. There wasn't really a lot of dirty lines.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, are the people that listen to Drake looking at that track and being like, oh my God, like this, that? No, and I think that even if he would have went deeper.
It's because, okay.
Yeah. Nah. Look, here's the thing.
I don't understand how you look at Drake and see the type of rapper that he is and what type of music he puts out and what type of people. Drake could literally go to church and like sit in the front row and everybody would be cool with it. And oh my God, it's Drake, and let's take pictures after. Like, literally, he's that type of rapper. So I think that if he were to release something that was as lethal as he said it was, it really would have discredited him.
Nah, it wouldn't have discredited him. And I don't
not
think
to
it,
you.
No, but I just think overall, I don't think that his image would have taken a hit that wouldn't be recoverable.
No, Drake, because he could have lost endorsements. Listen, and exactly. Shit. No, that's crazy.
Drake is known as the clean boy rapper, and he has been fucking that up for the last couple of years. But, and he kind of needs to go back to that, but to
what degree? Because it isn't hurting him, it isn't impacting him.
Is it not? Are his albums still doing as amazing as they were doing before? I'm asking. This is not me claiming. Are they?
I think he's status quo. I think anything he drops it has a minimum. You know what I'm saying? His minimum is way higher than most people's maximum.
But is he still meeting that with these albums? Because it seems like his albums are getting a lot more critique than they were getting before.
They are, and not really. Like, I know everybody had mentioned me when he did his first week of sales, but people failed to send me the post that happened the next week when he broke a record for the lowest number of albums sold the following week after having, you know, sold as many as he did. So,
because you were saying he was done, didn't you?
Yeah. There was a big drop off from that first week to like the second week.
But that happened with the whole Future and Drake project as well. Like that first week was. But at the end of the day, he's still selling and he's still getting booked. I don't think that if he keeps doing these things,
at some point, he's not going to keep getting booked in the same way he was getting before. Like these moms, these soccer moms who love to dance to Drake. If he keeps doing this kind of shit, they're going to be like, okay, he's not the person I thought he was.
But here's the thing. I think with Drake, and I said it in the review, like for him, all he has to do is drop that next banger or two. And everything else that happened before with diss tracks and this, that, and the third and whatever's controversial, ain't nobody going to be remembering
it. It didn't save Hammer. Hammer was on the same level as Drake.
No, I understand.
And what happened to him?
But Hammer tarnished
his career.
But Hammer lived in a different era, right? Like now, like whenever something happens, it's literally done 5 minutes ago. You know what I'm saying? The next thing is
out. You mean attention span of these fans?
Exactly.
Like,
bro, we're not even talking about Drake and Pusha anymore.
You know
what I'm saying? Like, we're not even talking about that. If this was back in the 90s, bruh, that beef would have lasted months.
But you know what, though? I think that you're also not taking into consideration the fact that Drake is clearly in a different place now. Like, even, like, on his tour, he brought out Meek Mill and he's trying to make amends with him. He brought out Chris Brown, I think, last night or whatever.
I
don't think he wants beef with people. Even, like, not only is he that rapper right now that he's always been and, like, you know, he really doesn't want smoke with people because he's that likable. Everybody likes me. I'm hanging out playing basketball in Odell's backyard.
My point isn't that Drake should drop this right now. I'm saying he should have dropped it when it was in the heat of the moment.
But it would have just got worse. That's the point that we're trying to make.
I don't think
it wasn't going to be just a song and then it's over. Then Pusha was going to come back again. And then Drake would have to come back again. It would have continued and Drake knew that. Drake knew that. He knew he wasn't going to drop a fucking career ending
Pusha was ready.
I understand that. Come on, I already know that. But do you think that it was Drake or do you think it was Jazz Prince? Because Jay Prince. Well, Jazz Prince. But I know. See, be over here, all up in the Kool-Aid.
That's my bad.
But at the end of the day, you know, I think that's where I have the issue with is if you felt that Pusha was taking shots and doing all of this stuff to the point where you responded, but then another man had to tell you, bro, don't put that out.
What's wrong with listening to advice from other people? I think it was Jay Prince that made that. Yeah. It's Jay Prince, who's been around for a minute.
No, of course.
He's an OG.
Of course.
And he's probably telling him the same things that we're discussing right now. Like, this is not good for your brand. Leave it alone.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And it was probably a good idea for him to leave it alone because it wouldn't have ended. Pusha T has been waiting for Drake to say something else.
Or to fuck up on at his expense.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Either way, Drake definitely sounded like a sucker on that shit. Yep. But yeah. I understand it. I do. I understand it.
I get it.
You just want the diss.
Nah, I guess it's just my mentality. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody going. If I feel a certain type of way, I don't care what nobody says. I don't care if my mama say something. I'm gonna do it. I live with the repercussions.
And Drake is a millionaire because he doesn't have that mentality.
That's the point.
I'm with you. Like, if somebody talks shit, like, you see me on Twitter, like, I have to sometimes make myself put my phone down to not say something back. But if I was making millions of dollars and even 1/20th of that could be hurt by me responding.
You think about those decisions.
You have to put it down and walk away. That's why Drake in turn did an interview instead of a song. Because he's like, this isn't going to hurt my money.
His son probably changed him. Maybe.
Nah, his money was like, bro, don't do this. His wallet was like, leave this shit alone, Drake. You're not going to win this. Mm-hmm. And it's going to make you look worse if you lose.
Yeah.
Think about that aspect. What if he really lost? What if?
But he did lose.
But no. But I'm saying But the thing about it is,
tried and lost.
This leaves room for doubt. Meek Mill and Drake situation left no room for doubt. Drake clearly destroyed Meek Mill.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
And it hurt Meek Mill a lot.
No, it did.
Now, if Pusha T actually beat him in this to the point where it was done, Drake could not respond. It would hurt him more than him just being like, I'm not going to release this song.
But see, that's where I disagree, because I think Drake is so big. The next hit, everybody forgets about that.
But what you're missing is going to keep going.
So, and
if he really got destroyed, I don't know if that next hit is really going to help him.
It is, man, because you know what? The people that make up pop culture don't give a fuck about that.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
He's not the outsiders.
Yeah, but he's not just pop culture anymore.
No, I feel that. Obviously, Drake has transcended everything.
But wasn't part of that disc about Kanye too?
Mm-hmm. It was primarily Kanye toward Kanye.
So at that point, though, it does involve everybody else because Kanye is everybody okay, knows
but,
who he is.
But then let's bring it to now, right? Mm-hmm. So all of this stuff that Kanye is doing and saying, and you know, this whole Trump make America great again, don't you think that adds toward Drake's, you know what I'm saying, like to his side, like to his side of the battle? How not?
Because how would it?
Because
Kanye all Kanye did was put a beat together. Kanye didn't do a rap. And that's why I feel like Drake is taking the easy way out by attacking Kanye told the secret that I told him. Well, bitch, why are you telling this motherfucker Kanye?
Because obviously they had a relationship.
That tight to where you were like,
bruh, Kanye and Drake have been making and collabing for forever.
That's fine. I can make and collab with a lot of motherfuckers. I'm not telling them secrets that I don't want to get out. That's it.
But how do you know that other secrets from Kanye to Drake have never gotten out?
Wait,
hold on. And also Drake to Kanye, and then all of a sudden this happened.
I don't.
So if you build a certain level of trust with somebody, you're going to divulge information.
Not unless that's my homie.
Yeah,
not unless that's my homie. Him talking to 40, that's a different story.
Right.
But Kanye,
him talking to Kanye and then crying about it after Kanye told.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about this shit, bro. I don't want to hear this.
Look, man, at the end of the day, all I'm saying is, if I was that light-skinned guy, even though I am a light-skinned guy, but if I was that light-skinned guy, I would have said what the hell I needed to say. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, but you're not the Mr. Rogers of hip-hop.
Right. He about to take that cardigan off.
Right.
Put some sneakers on.
Well, okay. I guess that wraps up these portions.
The topics.
Welcome back, Sophie.
I know, right?
Well, shit, y'all lost me for a second. I was like, "What the fuck y'all arguing about?" Okay, cool. So, our next portion is going to be hopping right on into these questions. Don't forget to send your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com or to our Twitter.
I have a bad feeling about this. I don't know why, but I have a bad feeling about this question because I think it's because it's so damn long.
Oh, I mean,
it's not that long.
Well, we're about to find out.
Watch.
Okay.
Watch.
So our first question, I'm pulling from the email. This question is from Jort.
Who?
Jort, like jean shorts?
Like J-O-R-T.
Yeah.
Jort.
Jort.
Yeah.
Jorty.
Okay. He says, hey, love the show. I always listen to it when I do my job as a delivery guy.
That's what's up.
I'm also a proud Patreon.
Oh, that's what's up.
Okay, what else?
You get moved to the front of the line.
Right. for the questions.
Yep.
Bye. Okay. I got the idea to ask this question because of episode 91, where you guys talked about a young couple where the girl wanted to try different stuff. She was a virgin and wanted to try a sex club or something. I don't have the same feelings, but I am in a similar situation. I'm a 20-year-old male from the Netherlands. I've been together with my girlfriend, who's 19, for almost a year now. She's beautiful and I really love her. She's the first girl I've ever been with and also my first sexual experience. The sex is great and she said I'm way better than the two other guys she had sex with before. Everything is going well and it might sound corny, but I can see us being together for a long time. Aww. So my question is, do you miss out by only having sex with one girl your whole life? I don't really care that much, but I wonder sometimes how it is to have sex with other girls. We talked about having threesomes with a girl one day, but I think she would just get too jealous, which I understand. I would never let another guy touch her. I just see. Okay.
They always go
touch her.
He would never have a threesome with a guy.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted your guys' opinions. Before, because some of you said you needed to explore sexuality. Explore sexually. Sorry, two different words.
You do.
What if the first girl is amazing and you are really in love? I hope you guys answer me. Greeting for
that. That's cool. My first time, she was amazing, and I was in love. You know what I'm saying?
Aw, isn't that sweet? Was it your girlfriend?
Yeah, she was my girlfriend. Was she? Were we going out? Yeah, we were going out at the time. We wasn't talking, but But for me, man, I definitely say, look, here's the thing. I'm not knocking your situation. And if it works out to be happily ever after for forever, by all means, follow that. But I also feel, because of my experience with different women sexually, that it definitely has a lasting effect. And you learn a lot of stuff because women are completely different. And things that drive certain women don't drive other women, and it also teaches you in the process. You know, like little tips and tricks.
Certain things you think that worked on one,
don't work on the next.
I gotta do something different or whatever. Yeah,
exactly.
Completely different.
So you know, I just think building up that sexual repertoire and experience is not necessarily needed. Again, if your situation is happily ever after for forever, cool.
Right.
But you know. Shit.
Experience life, bro.
Experience.
He didn't say his age, did he?
He said he was 20, and his girl is 19.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You definitely got to experience.
You got to experience some women. You know,
I feel you though. Like you know, if it is something that's happening,
I don't think it's mandatory.
Experience, man.
But it's kind of like if you get the opportunity to experience other women, definitely experience other women.
I disagree on this.
That's
one.
Weird.
Okay, what? So
go ahead,
how do you feel?
Go ahead.
Well, because look, if he's happy with what he has, this is why it's different than the last situation. Mm-hmm. The other chick didn't sound like she was happy with what she had,
even though she said it was amazing.
She said it was amazing, but she said she had tendencies and she wanted to explore other things. He's not saying that. He's saying, yo, I'm happy with what I have, but do you guys think that I should? Look, does it matter what we think? If you think it's amazing and you don't have these desires to go explore other things, then stick with what you have.
That's right.
So how are you disagreeing with me?
Because you're saying do it.
No.
I think he's saying that it's a good idea. It was a good idea for him, right?
That's I said that if this works out happily ever after for forever, then you don't need anybody
maybe I
else.
I missed that part. My fault.
Yeah. Where are your headphones at, bro?
I said my fault, motherfucker.
Okay. No, he apologized.
I apologize. Do I got to go do a Drake interview and say what? Sorry that I'm
on a response track, Mike.
I must have missed that part.
You know what? You make a good point. You're right. Because the female, she sound like she was definitely unsure about her.
He doesn't sound unsure.
And
he sound like this is it.
His chick already had two other partners,
and she's still saying he's better.
Better,
but she might just be telling him that.
Yeah, of course, she might be just stroking the ego.
She probably is.
Yeah. But you never know.
He might be getting that spot. He might have got lucky.
Sometimes it'd be different. I mean, if she loves you back, then you know. Sometimes that
it's gonna amplify it a little bit more.
It does.
Just because you love somebody don't mean they have better sex than someone you don't love.
No,
typically the ones you don't love have the better sex.
But if you're emotionally But if you're emotionally tied, it does give you another level of sensuality.
Yeah, there's like making love, and it's like, oh, I want look me in the eyes when you do that. Fuck that.
We're not
turn your ass around. Make sure that wig is tight. Right. We've been getting it.
The making love is great, right. But exactly. the fucking, it's another level. Then all of a sudden, that motherfucker be like, I don't know about this.
I have a question for y'all. Have y'all ever fucked a girl and her wig came off?
No.
Nah.
I've never fucked a girl with a wig.
Yep.
Okay, that's half of the table. B look like he think about it.
Yeah.
Thinking hard.
With a wig?
I mean, chicks wear wigs.
I'm saying, but the wig came off?
I mean, if you pull hard enough.
Because I would think if a girl had a wig on, she's going to tell you, don't pull my fucking hair.
I think I did get a I'm going to get you sucker episode before where I pulled it too hard in the wig.
Did the leg come off too?
No, the leg didn't come off. Thank God.
Don't make me hop after you, B.
Right. People don't understand that. So, I don't get you sucker reference. They don't catch that at all.
So the wig did come off.
Yeah, but it didn't stop me from...
No.
You better throw that shit away.
Like,
smack your ass
I wasn't like. So, like.
I might.
So, well,
he probably caught that wig like the hat from Smutty Dance.
You're stupid as hell. Just toss that motherfucker up. Yeah, like.
Oh, shit.
Has that hat come down?
I think I pulled it too hard.
That hat is still in orbit. That hat is still in the air.
Still in orbit. Mm-hmm. I've never seen it come down.
We all never seen it come down. We always wonder what happened to that. Yeah, that's.
So what did you do after?
Kept going.
Yeah, I kept going. Yeah, I mean, I didn't stop.
Did you throw it somewhere?
Yeah, I probably just tossed it up and whatever.
No. Put it in the corner.
Yeah. I heard some people put it on their own heads.
No, that really? Might be something that they might want to explore.
Mm. I mean, it would be really easy.
I don't kink shame, I'm saying. That might be something they want. Why would you be fucking some girl her wig come off if you put it on your own head? Like,
No.
I don't know. I feel like some people think it's like a thing of dominance. Like, I got your wig now, bitch.
No. What the fuck kind of shit is this?
I don't know. Just toss it out.
I
see
this
shit online. That's why I got to ask y'all in person. Yeah. I don't know.
First of all, you think any of us are going to fucking admit some shit like that? Oh, yeah, I put it on my head. And it's right. Dom.
What? Y'all have admitted worse shit.
Play Rick James on shit. I'm Rick James.
Right.
What?
I mean, it would be easy for y'all. Y'all are bald.
I'm not bald. Not yet.
Well.
And I'm not burning nobody on crack pipes either.
You don't plan
true.
To be?
Yeah. Not what shit?
You getting that safari treatment?
No. My family, we got good genes.
Okay.
I may get a receding hairline because I see it coming in.
Okay.
But I ain't going bald.
Right. Okay.
It's not happening.
You holding on. God bless.
Anyway.
Wow. Yeah. Stay with your girl, back to the question. Yeah.
Stay with her.
Yeah.
I'm with Mike, believe it or not, actually.
I know for once.
Wow. God bless.
Yeah, yeah.
Never thought
yeah.
I'd see the day.
Stay, because these women, bro.
Oh, yeah. But he's also in the Netherlands, though. We don't know what that culture is like over there.
I feel you. But if you got a chance to just be with that one that understands, that gets mm-hmm. you, that already bigged you up.
And you love her and you love the
physicalness. It's not even worth the trouble, man. It's not even worth the goddamn trouble.
I feel you.
These motherfuckers are
cheaper to keep.
Lord, shit. Hell yeah. Play the blues on that shit. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's right. Stay with that girl.
All right, so we have a follow-up question from... This is actually from a while ago. Do you remember that question that I asked where it was somebody wanted to hear Mike's take on dating a Christian?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Mm. Kind of, sort of, maybe.
So they have an update. They said, I'll give you guys a little bit of detail. I don't want to write a novel right off the bat. So, yes, we are both very aware of our beliefs. I'm a very open-minded person. I don't really like the term atheist either. I feel like it brings unnecessary stereotypes, which I guess is true for all labels. It works because we're both vegan and have very similar ideas and beliefs outside of religion. The only thing I'm worried about is moving forward is the idea that she may try to change me once shit is all tied up, which isn't gonna work. So like, sorry. Also, don't worry, Ken, she's what? Open legged? What does that mean?
She puts out.
Oh, right. I remember Ken being concerned about that. I mean, minded, so I'm not really tripping on that. But as far as an update goes, we're still rocking. She flew out to my hometown last week when I was visiting my mom. So that was cool. I think we can make it work and I'm gonna keep going. But if it doesn't, I'm gonna just sleep on a pentagram for a night to realign my chakras and keep it moving. Thanks for responding, y'all. I recently became a Patreon and I should have done it a while ago.
Told you they moved to the top of the line, bro. I told you.
Really can't.
Priority.
No, that was just by chance, but thank you guys. Shout out to y'all.
Privilege.
You know what,
Patreon
Cam?
Privilege.
Stop. Oh my God. Okay, cool. Well, yeah. I mean, hope good it job, works man. Out. Hope yeah. it works out.
And hail Satan. Hail Pyman.
Stop.
What?
Oh my God, stop.
All right, so we're going to read some comments from SoundCloud, and we'll also try to get to some from Twitter as well. But this one is from Jay Kales on SoundCloud, J-A-Y-K-E-L-Z. He was responding to the question that, you know, about the virgin.
Mm-hmm.
He just said basically that it's not that deep for her calling it fabulous. She's calling it LOL. She's calling it that because she knows that he listens to this podcast also. And she got to say fabulous because he'll know how she really feels if she may have told the truth.
Mm.
Think about it. That word is too strong for a first time or two with no comparison. She ain't slick. I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. I can see where he's going with that and why he would say that, but and it makes sense. But I don't know. I think they had that conversation before she wrote in. So.
That's the case. I don't think she would have sent the question in at all.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That don't make sense. Because she wouldn't have put all her business out there like that, and even risk that, even though he probably even know was what. So. Somebody said we need to be more current with the podcast. Shut up.
I know.
We was current. Off.
Suck this current dick, motherfucker.
What do you mean by that?
I'm saying.
I don't know. He didn't really. It was some user, some random. Current. They didn't even really reply.
Yeah, I've been seeing it a lot. Bad, but I'm like. On the last couple episodes, people keep saying that.
Like, look, man.
I agree.
But we record.
Yeah, we I think they're like, talking about like that time that we didn't record on a Sunday. So we did like a mailbag. And I think on that episode, we talked about something that was current for that week. So when it dropped, it was old, but it really was a mailbag episode. So,
but we've already stated that that's what the deal is. So right. If you're still complaining, you're not a real listener anyway.
Exactly.
So
you ain't a real one in the first place.
Bruh, get on out of here, boy.
Yeah, so yeah.
Get on out of here, boy.
He kind of tripping.
Little boy, little ugly ass boy.
So anyway, guys, just continue to leave comments on SoundCloud. Continue to, you know, tweet at us. You know, if you guys listen on Facebook, drop by on Facebook and send us stuff. There's something else I want to do. I kind of want to start rotating questions. So pull something from Twitter, maybe do
pull
a Twitter week.
Yeah,
have like a Facebook week, email week or something like that. So wherever you guys listen, wherever you guys interact with us, just leave your questions and comments there. And we'll start reading some of these on the show. And kind of responded to some of the things that you guys say to us. So, yeah, that's it. Appreciate it.
Peace.
Bye.
So, there's the Mic Still On podcast. It's part of the Dead End Podcast Network. Catch this show along with our other shows on deadendpodcast.com.